Blog Talk Radio.
And great day, everybody. Great day. Thank you for joining us here for the Thursday Night Thought Session. I am your host, Dr. Marian, Sister Afua of Exponential Existence Live. Tonight is all about tapping into the power of your esteem, your inner power as a woman, queen, empowerment, strength, fashion. All of the above is going to be happening when we talk to today's guest. Her name is Kathy Blaze. She is a Blaze Consulting and Concierge model. She's a model. She's an actress, an entrepreneur, a proud mother, and she is an advocate of empowerment and educating women and men to love themselves no matter what their size. Her mission is to uplift positive body images, individual self-esteem, and bring awareness to the size, discrimination, and bullying of individuals because they don't fit into the status quo. Tonight, again, we are here on Thursday Night Thought with Marian Afua here on Exponential Existence Media. We are here every Thursday night here sharing with you and bringing you some unique and powerful people that are able to provide us into a core level of entertainment, wisdom, enlightenment, and fulfillment. So I invite you to go back and get your pen and paper. And we are ready for you. We are ready for you. We are coming in. And when we come right back, we're going to take a small music break. And we're going to come right back and talk to you about, and you're going to meet Miss Kathy Blaze Jefferson. One moment. And we are back live here on Exponential Existence Media. This last 15 minutes is going to be dedicated to a very special guest of mine, someone that I definitely love and appreciate. And I told you earlier that she is no different from anything or anyone else that I've ever brought to you here on the broadcast. Her name is Kathy Blaze Jefferson. So let me give you her background just so you have a full understanding of who she is. Not only is she a sister force that you definitely want to become part of her presence, she is someone that opened me with welcome arms. It was as if we had been friends forever or sisters forever when I first met her, and it remains true to this day, someone that I truly value, respect, and honor on a regular basis. And that's none other than Miss Kathy Blaze Jefferson. I am so excited tonight to have her here with me. And Kathy is the founder of Blazing Curve and Blaze Imaging Consulting and Concierge. She's a model. She's an actress. She's an entrepreneur and a proud mother. Kathy is an advocate for the empowerment and educating women and men to love themselves no matter what their size. Her mission is to uplift positive body images, individual self-esteem, and bring awareness to the size discrimination and bullying of individuals because they don't fit into the status quo. She is also an author, and she is a promoter, and I don't even know what else to say, Kathy. I'm looking at this bio, and I'm going, what? Some of this stuff I don't think I was aware of. So welcome, everybody, to Kathy Blaze. Welcome, Kathy. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Marian. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be online with you today.
Oh, I'm excited. You know I'm excited whenever we get a chance to talk, so I got to be real good. So I have to make some notes because, you know, once we start talking, I'll get on a tangent. You know how I get on my tangents, right? But tonight is really about you, Kathy. I wanted to, and I'm going to put this out here. Everyone, she is also one of our featured guests. Speakers that's going to be at the Exponential Live happening March 20th and 21st in Phoenix, Arizona at the Wyndham Garden Midtown. She'll be sharing out all this great wisdom and knowledge you're going to get a snippet of tonight, but then she's going to come back on and she's going to join us on that event. So if you have not gotten your ticket, remember the promotional codes are ending on Friday, so you need to get your ticket in or the prices go back up to full price. All right? Thanks for joining us again tonight. Kathy. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me tonight.
Yeah. Girl, tell me a little bit more about this mission you have.
You know, I thought about what I wanted to talk about tonight, and I'm going to jump on a little bit of a different page with you here tonight because it's something that's been really on my heart. You know, public image is everything. We talk about it all the time. We try to create this image for business, for our personal lives. And what's been on my heart lately is that, you know, we are so focused. And the reason why this has been on my heart is because, you know, we all are getting ready for a new season in our life. So
yes.
The reason why this has touched me is because I have two daughters, and I thought about all the times that I was getting dressed to go out to a photo shoot or to a business and how they would sit there with these big eyes just looking up at me, and my daughter would say, "Oh, Mama, your eyes are so pretty," or these things. I mean, they admired what I was doing. They admired my attributes, even though they have the same attributes. But a lot of times they get lost in the shuffle, our children, that is, because we're so focused on what's outside of our household. We're creating this perfect image for our business or our whatever our personal atmosphere outside of our household that we forget about these little people at home. So that is something that I wanted to touch on tonight is, remembering those little people at home that's looking up to you as their role model. We're forgetting about them, so they're having to go out there and find someone with this perfect image to look up to other than their mother or their father. So that was what I wanted to touch on a little bit tonight, Ms. Marion. What's your thoughts on
that? I think that's
a
problem. Yeah, I really do like that concept because, you know, that we talk about the whole person. And, you know, a large portion of my work is working with adults who are still wanting to heal or in a desire to heal from the wounds that were inflicted as young people. So I would say about 60% of the people that I coach and that I train or that attend my retreats all find themselves saying, you know, when I was younger or I thought I had to be or all I thought I had to look like or So this is a very poignant point that you're bringing up tonight. When we start talking about how individuals mold into themselves, and so because of that, I'm going to hush and I'm going to give you a little time for you to further expand upon that, because our young people are in a state of, do I go get the liposuction? I got teenage girls that I know of that have already had plastic surgery.
Right, that is correct. That is correct. But,
expand a little bit more about that, Kathy. What could we do as parents? What can we do as aunts and godparents to support our youth in having more positive images, looking at positive body images in their own family? How could we do that?
You know, a lot of us are entrepreneurs, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So being an entrepreneur, a lot of us work outside of our business is in our house. I have an office in my home. Okay, that's a part of my business. You know, when my children are here and they're helping me, they are a part of our business. They are a part of what I do as an entrepreneur. But we tend to forget that. We put our total focus on everyone outside of our household. I'm creating this image so that I can get this contract. I'm creating this image so I can get this modeling gig. I'm creating this image for whatever, for this date or whatever it may be. But we tend to forget that there is this person there that we're forgetting about. We should be creating this image so that this little person, this young man, this young lady has a steady person in their household to look up to. And they don't have to go outside and look at the person across the street or the people at school or
at the bus stop and say, I want to look like that. No, I want them to look up at me as their mother and say, you know what? I want to be just like my mom. I don't want my children having to say, I want to look like that person over there. I believe it starts at home first. And that is a big part of what we're doing with Blaze Image Consulting, is we're creating this perfect image for you that suits your entire life as a whole woman. So if the image that we come to, the image that we come up with, you sit down and you work with me, you say, you know what, Kathy, I'm an author, I'm a book author. The image that you come up with, it has to be something that you can work with on all parts of your life. Something that doesn't come out as a gimmick. It has to be something that's real, something that your children can relate to, something that your business professionals can relate to. It has to be something.
So if I can just interrupt for a second. So you talked about that. You keep saying this word image. I mean, but is that different or similar to like the persona, or like you said, we have an image for the business, an image for how we want people to view us, right? So in looking at our youth and they're looking at us every day, I love the part that you talked about including our children in the parts of our business. I mean, it doesn't necessarily work with us, but I see that a lot in very successful organizations of business. I see that a lot where their children become part of the staff. They are impacted by the progression or lack of progression in their businesses. So they might have their children come up and hand out flyers. They may have their children come up on stage or be part of a photo. You're absolutely open to something, Kathy, with that. And you talked about also the whole person. And, you know, my friends with exponential existence can't exist unless you have holistic prosperity on the major life of your life, right? So that you can really have clarity and consistency. So I heard something kind of. But I guess people that are listening may be asking themselves, but then how would that affect me? That would mean they would have to, as parents, we would have to be in a place where we're comfortable enough with ourselves, comfortable enough with our errors, with our successes, to share them with our youth. Because that's a bold statement to say.
And that is true. That is why I focus on putting together an image that is, how do I want to say this, that is believable for yourself, not something that's created. Hey, I'm not going to go and create you to be this person that you can't wake up and be every day. This is an image that your child would recognize. This is an image that when you walk out in the street, they'll say, hey, that's Marion. I know Marion from her locks anywhere. I know Marion from that style she wears. Okay? That's what being real is about, having that image that's real for you. And it's an image that's livable for you. Something that you have to get on the phone and say, hey, Kathy, can you help come over and help me with this? I just don't know what to do today. No, I want you to be able to say, this is me. This is my image. I'm Kathy Blaze. This is who I am. I'm Kathy. When I wake up, I'm Kathy Blaze. When I go to bed, I'm Kathy Blaze.
You know, Kathy, that's a lot of work, and that's some of the things I know we are going to be covering at the Exponential Existence Live March 20th and 21st here in Phoenix. So let me go back and let me just – you dropping, so I'm right over here. I can't hardly keep up, because what I'm hearing you say is that the images that you support people in creating is very much part of your mission, because you're saying you have to be you authentically, right? There isn't an alter ego, because I think that some people have the perception that when we are creating an image consultant,
especially with your type of resume where you are a model and actress, I mean, you've been on film, you've been on numerous stages, people might perceive that you're going to turn them into some alter ego that will personify something that they turn out at the end of the day when they close the shop.
That's true. And you know what? And I've heard that before. But my thing is, my mission is I want you to be who you are meant to be. I want this image of yours to be something that you look in a mirror and you recognize. If there's a marketing material out there, if you see your face somewhere on a billboard, you recognize you. That's you. That's not something that Kathy or someone created. I want you to recognize who you are. That's an image that will live with you forever.
That's good, Kathy. Absolutely, positively. That is right, timely. And I appreciate that, because I think in so many phases, as I work with people, and I'm sure you do as well, and this is really why I had to revamp this event. And I had to revamp the way in which I was presenting, because everyone kept saying, well, she's going to make you a millionaire, a multimillionaire. And I kept saying, that's not what I'm about. Money is one of the life structures you need to master, absolutely, positively. But you also need to master your mindset. You got to master who you are authentically. Mm-hmm. You got to master who you are as it relates to your spiritual, you know, components. You got to master who you are in your physical health, in your social relation and personal relationships. You got to master yourself in all of these aspects in order to really have an exponential existence. And so what I hear you saying, even though you are a beautiful presence, and you're helping people to transform, to get clarity, it sounds to me that you're doing, that's why I have you coming, you're going to bring clarity and a different perspective as far as their personhood and how they're going to represent that personhood to the world.
Yeah.
Am I close?
You are on point there.
I love that. This section, you all have been listening to Kathy Blaze Jefferson. She is the founder of Blazing Curves and Blaze Image Consulting. And concierge, she's a model, an actress, an entrepreneur, a proud mother, my good sister friend, and life force.
Yes.
Kathy is an advocate. Yes, of course. Of course you are. You are a force to be reckoned with. I love you for that. And she's an advocate of empowerment, and she's an advocate of positive body images and building yourself. And if you missed this entire brief segment with her today on Thursday Thought, I want you to go back and I want you to listen to it, because she said some very powerful parts about some misnomers we may have as entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs of our company. We are putting forth images that may misalignment. I'm gonna add that to your thing. That's what I heard. You told me don't be fake. You told me to be authentic. So
be
Kathy
authentic.
Blaze, absolutely, yes, ma'am. So if you want to find Kathy, before I ask you my final question that I ask everyone when they come on the show, where can people find you? Where can they find out more about you? What's your social media? That's probably Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
My social media is Kathy Blaze.
You said it. That's simple. Find Kathy Blaze anywhere on social media. She says she's Kathy Blaze when she wakes up. She's Kathy Blaze when she goes to bed. When you see Kathy Blaze, you know that's who that is. Absolutely, positively. Yeah. Kathy, I want to thank you. Now, my final question that I ask everyone, and you can ponder it a little bit, what's your thought for today? What was your thought that was running through your mind on this Thursday after this beautiful week we've had so far? What was a thought that you were focused on this week?
You know what? I was speaking with my first lady today, and I said something to her today. I don't know why this came to my, I don't know, my thought process today. And it has a lot to do with image. I said, you know what? Either people love me or they just don't like me. And that's not my problem. That's their problem. I cannot control what other people think about me. All I can do is be the best Kathy that I can be for that audience that does love me. And that's what you do when you create that perfect image for yourself. All you can do is find that tribe that loves you. And don't focus on any other thing other than that tribe.
Hello.